Hi, this is Evan the Holy Fear, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two-man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke. Chris
Everett. George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hey, welcome to the program, everybody. Salutations from sunny Florida here in December. It's already December 5th. It's crazy. This year's already gone. This is Alex, also known as Wegs at KO Wegs on Twitter. Randy out of the studio. He's off jet setting and trotting around Las Vegas this weekend because there's a little thing called UFC 181. So he's covering that big event. Everybody's in town apparently between fighters. I guess NASCAR's in Las Vegas this weekend. So very packed, very crowded. He's a busy guy. May or may not get a call. We'll see how that goes. If he can squeeze a little bit of time for us. But otherwise, you are stuck with me. So let's make this interesting. Give me a call, 866-1013-40, 866-826-1340. So all of that said, then there were two. Bañez has withdrawn his hat. He's taken his hat out of the ring for consideration as the new Rays manager. He cited some family issues. Not sure entirely what those issues are. He did release a statement regarding his withdrawal. Quote, I am very appreciative of the opportunity to be considered for the Rays manager, but I have decided to withdraw my name as a candidate. At the heart of my decision is my desire to spend more time with my family. We delayed announcing my decision because I did not want it to be a disruption in the Rays selection process. I have the utmost respect for the organization, and I'm confident they will hire the best suited person for the position, end quote. So, there's the overt statement that he wants to spend more time with his family. This could be a situation where his family said, no, we want you to fully retire, and he was not necessarily thinking that way when he first decided to say, okay, I'll make a bid for this. He has been in the majors for the last 19 years. He's been playing that whole time, spending time as first baseman, outfielder, DH. This last year he was with the Royals, so he was on their campaign for their first World Series win in, what was it, 29 years, something like that, since 1985. He was part of that attempt. 305 home runs and 2,034 hits over that span. So obviously he was a good player. He recognizable name, nothing Hall of Fame worthy, but certainly spent his time and paid his dues as a player. So as he goes on, hopefully he has best of luck in his future endeavors. We still have Kevin Cash and Don Wakamatsu still in the hunt. Those are the two that are left. Kevin Cash, of course, being a Tampa native, he went to Gaither High School as well as Florida State. He was on their infield when they were in the College World Series in 1999. Since then, he converted to a catcher and was signed by the Blue Jays. Spent 8 years in the leagues, winning two World Series rings, so he has that experience again as a player, both with the 07 Red Sox and the 09 Yankees. He retired in 2011, became a scout and a coach. He's currently the bullpen coach for the Indians. So certainly an interesting situation for him, getting the opportunity to possibly come back home and do some coaching, spread his wings more as a coach. But then you have to go up against a guy like Don Wakamatsu, who's in his 50s, who's by far the most experienced when it comes to coaching baseball. He's coached in the majors. He's coached in the minors. Spent some time with the Mariners in 09 and 10 was their coach. Was most recently the Royals bench coach last season. So again, he has that playoff experience, that deep in the season experience as a coach. So that certainly helps. He made a name for himself when he began managing the Angels in 2001, and he was the first Asian American manager. So that was certainly, then it was a big deal since he was the first. And then after that, he spent some time, about 4 years, down in the minors. So it's all a matter of who we see, who we being the Rays, see as, what do you want? I mean, do you want the guy who has some history with the area, with Florida in general, the state of Florida? I don't know if that would do anything with regards to drawing people to the stadium. I don't think you should try to use a coach as drawing people to the stadium to watch the games. To be honest, I don't think Rays fans could really care less where he's from or anything like that. They would want more experience. I know I certainly would. And I think in this case, I think Wakamatsu would be a better manager to go after. You have all that experience, regardless of the teams he was coaching for, just the fact that he's been in a management type situation for over the last decade, that certainly helps out going into another management situation. He's obviously was with the Royals last season, as I said, the experience, but they're also not the biggest sports market. It's not a St. Pete. It's not a Tampa Bay area small market team. Certainly, they have a little bit more clout where they are up in Kansas City, but it's not Boston. It's not New York. So you have a little bit more experience as well dealing with those types of markets. I think that's a good fit, and then it's a matter of seeing what happens during the winter meetings. The winter meetings are coming up down in San Diego, over in San Diego, I should say. And just how all of that pans out between who's in the good mood and can you make a deal with them during the winter meetings, the relationships that are built from team to team during the winter meetings. You're not in the full scope of a season, so it may be a little bit easier to make some deals. And of course, the Rays have some deals that they've already made. They've traded Hellickson. They've traded Peralta. Cesar Ramos. Those guys all went for prospects. They got rid of Sean Rodriguez for cash and a player to be named later from the Pirates. And then they designated Jose Molina. So they've had a little bit of movement. Now they go to the winter meetings. They have some spots they need to fill. I don't think they've torn the team apart too much, any more than they had during the season when Price went bye-bye and we got Smiley and crew. So they're going to go into the winter meetings as they typically do. You have to have your mind open. You have to be relatively open-minded to talk about any potential movements. You have that freedom. So I think there are a lot of good deals that could be made. You think offense was certainly an issue last season. They didn't really do a very good job of scoring runs. So you have to address that. In this case, again, Molina gone. Yes, he didn't hit. Obviously, that's something that we've always known. He could never hit his weight. But defensively speaking, that's what he's known for. What he did for the pitching staff as a defensive catcher was just to the point where he was almost irreplaceable. You bring in another very good defensive catcher like Hannigan last season. He has some success. Obviously, he kept his defensive prowess top-notch. Anybody's offense is better than Molina's offense. So you have your replacement there, but besides him, you have Kurt Casale, and that's it. So I think that might be a position of need for the Rays. They might try to get a catcher over the winter meetings. And to do that, they have a deep outfield. We know Myers. We know Jennings. We know Matt Joyce, who was tendered a 2015 contract to avoid arbitration just a couple days ago. So they have those guys, and then you obviously have the replacements that were heavily used over the last season. Guyer, DeJesus, Kiermaier, those guys who are very much plug and play in case something happens. The outfield by committee, if you will. So if there's going to be a move made at some point in time, you have to think you're going to lose somebody from the outfield. One, maybe two. I mean, they are that deep. You have prospects like Matuk as well. And Kiermaier, yeah, he is still so young, but he made such a big he had such a big influence on the Rays and on the league as a whole, considering he was a Gold Glove finalist. He came in second. So he might be trade bait. That might be an opportunity to use somebody like that to get maybe another pitcher, to a veteran pitcher for your staff or for your bullpen. Get another catcher. Maybe bring in a starting catcher in front of Hannigan. Have Hannigan as your backup. Or go for a prospect, another prospect at catcher, and make sure that you're shoring up that position right there. So there's a lot of questions still. I think it's all but a given that the starting payroll is going to be significantly lower than last year's $76.8 million. But that's almost a good thing. You think Rays have a very bottom of the barrel payroll. They have success for a long time. Oh, let's spend some money. Let's bring somebody in. Let's give somebody some money. Have a higher payroll, and they finish down in the basement. Spend less money, do better. Spend more money, do worse. That's sort of how it's been pretty much since 2000, for the last decade. So if that is any indicator, that might be a good thing for them to be spending less, doing more with trades and dealings that way, getting cash from other teams instead of having to rely on big names to try to score more runs. Just go ahead and produce those runs organically and use that small ball, money ball mentality, because that's what's worked for them. Regardless of the leadership changes, that's what they want to stick with. And I think Don Wakamatsu, at least at this point in time, is the guy to do that. But we'll see. An announcement, a decision could be made as early as today. As far as I have seen, one has not been made yet, but it's going to be coming here in the near future. And we'll see how the winter meetings go. Of course, that's not the end-all, be-all. There's plenty of time to do dealings between now and the beginning of the season. So, that said, first quarter hour down. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com. Check them out.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Dirty Dancing, the record-breaking live theater sensation, is finally here. Relive the magic of Johnny and Baby's classic love story live on stage. Spectacular dancing, passionate romance, and all your favorite songs from the movie. Dirty Dancing. Don't miss it. You'll have the time of your life.
Coming to the Straz Center December 2nd through 7th. Visit strazcenter.org for tickets.
Buccaneer Beads Incorporated specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla and Mardi Gras parade beads and party needs in Tampa. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the E-Board Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discount and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by at 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
You know, we were just playing the comeback music. And I can't help but laugh because Of course, I go to the Rays website, and right there at the top, Cash named Rays new manager. Shows you what I know. Kevin Cash is the Rays' next manager, named the fifth manager in team history. On Friday, Cash will succeed Joe Maddon, who ended his nine-year tenure with the team by exercising an opt-out clause in his contract before agreeing to a five-year, $25 million deal to manage the Cubs. The news was first reported by FoxSports.com and MLB Network. So, there you go. Completely throw out all of what I said.
Hey, Wags, how many people turned that thing down? You remember the movie? Come on. I didn't flip on the mic to space out. Hold on. Major League. Hey, Lou Brown, do you want to manage the Indians this year? Well, I don't know. I got a guy that wants some white walls on line one.
Oh, get back. Yeah, absolutely. They had 10 candidates at the beginning of this. They had Dave Martinez, who has since, as of yesterday, signed with the Cubs to be Joe Maddon's bench coach up in Chicago. Surprise, surprise. Charlie Montoyo, Manny Acta, Ron Wotus, Don Wakamatsu, Raul Ibanez, Craig Counsell, Barry Larkin, Doug Glanville, and then, of course, Kevin Cash. So, there we go. There we have it. The Cash era as of December 5th, 2014 has begun, and we'll see how it goes.
You want to know? I actually got a call from the Rays yesterday about buying some tickets for next year.
Sure.
And I said, well, you don't even have a coach yet. Well, I know that, but we still got to ask. I said, well, ask me when you get a coach, or a manager, rather.
So you might be getting that call back fairly soon. Now yeah. that
I already blocked them. I blocked them.
Oh, huh? Maybe not. I guess. So that decision has been made. Wow, that's kind of interesting. Young guy. He's only 36 years old. He would become the youngest major league manager since A.J. Hinch, who became the Diamondbacks manager at age 35 in 2009. All right. Untried, untested will be his first management job. We'll see how it goes. Now they have to figure out, he has to figure out who he wants to have as his bench coach since Martinez is gone. He pretty much gave Madden the phone call after he was eliminated from the Rays' list. He didn't make that last three, that last cut. So it's all done and dusted for the Rays now. I'm really curious to see how this turns up, what they want to do. Obviously, I don't know what his thoughts are on the small ball type game that is played here in this small market. So and we'll see if the fandom responds. But yeah, I'm kind of flabbergasted, to be perfectly honest. But anyway, moving right along, there's been a lot of news. Obviously, some of the big news over this last week. Muschamp's last game up in Gainesville against Florida State. They tried to make a game of it. It was a close game, relatively speaking, 24-19 loss. Jameis didn't do all that well. Four interceptions. I think he was only 50%. He was 12 for 24. But the Noles were able to pull through anyway. We'll talk more about the Noles here in a little bit. I want to focus mainly on the fact that the Muschamp era in Gainesville is done, and he's got to find a new job. Well, it looks like he may be heading up to Columbia, South Carolina. That's what the rumors are stating. Rivals.com reported on Wednesday that Muschamp is mulling over an offer from Auburn and Texas A&M, both to be their defensive coordinator. There is a possible NFL assistant job that's available, apparently, but South Carolina is also in the hunt, providing a pretty sweet deal. They are rumored to be offering Muschamp the assistant job now, with the potential of being the head coach in training in preparation for the old ball coach's expected retirement in the next 2 to 3 years, they say, which is really a question. You think it might not have been asked if the Gamecocks hadn't had such a disappointing season this year. They were only 6-6 and fifth in a fairly weak SEC East division. So, all of that said, according to Spurrier, the Gamecocks, they're not currently looking for assistance. Everybody they have, they're under contract, and they're out recruiting right now. That said, he did state, quote, some of them may get a job somewhere else, you never know, and we'll go from there. We're probably pretty flexible right now, a little bit on the staff, but I believe that almost all of our guys will be back. If I'm one of those guys and I hear head coach Steve Spurrier say we are probably pretty flexible right now on a little bit on the staff, I would be freaking out. I don't know what their contracts are. I don't know what their relationships are with Steve Spurrier and with the rest of the athletic department. But if you hear a statement like that, that's one of those situations you think, oh, should I read between the lines or shouldn't I? Do I feel confident that I'm going to be keeping my job? Now, this could all be rumor, gossip, hearsay, social media. We all know they aren't exactly the most up-to-date on the most correct info. And then you could have the intentional leaking of bad information from agents or other parties that are involved trying to hedge the direction of whatever negotiations would be ongoing. So as of right now, I think the only guarantee in all of this is the fact that Muschamp will not be in Gainesville because the Gators have hired Jim McElwain. I hope I said that right. McElwain? The coach from Colorado State, old Jim. They announced that they are buying out his contract, as is he. And I'll go over their negotiations, their terms of the buyout. I guess Florida is paying $3 million over the course of the next 6 years, which is the term of McElwain's contract with Florida. So $3 million over the next 6 years to Colorado State, which is the largest school-to-school buyout in history so far. Plus, they're going to give the Rams another $2 million on top of that when Colorado State comes to play at the Swamp sometime between 2017 and 2020. There is some more money that needs to be paid off, and that'll come from the coach. He's going to be responsible for paying $2 million of his own money to help cover the remaining cost of that buyout. Now, this deal is going to average $3.5 million over that 6 years, making him the sixth highest paid coach in the SEC. So that's a lot of money. You think about that. That's $21 million, and that's just the sixth within the conference. But he does have a fairly impressive pedigree on his resume that he's bringing with him. He was with Nick Saban in Tuscaloosa. He was there for two of the national championships in 09 and 11. He was the offensive coordinator over there. And if you remember 09 and 11, that means he had McElroy and McCarron as his quarterbacks. And then Mark Ingram and Trent Richardson were his running backs. Both of those guys were finalists in the Heisman, and Ingram, of course, won in 09. So he has a history of being able to bring in the right guys for a high-powered offense. Bama's in 2011, Bama's offense, they averaged 214 yards passing and 215 yards rushing. So a lot of yards, you keep them even, you keep defenses off balance, and he specifically, where this all comes into play a little bit more specifically for Florida, is he was the one that orchestrated Bama's offense in that 09 SEC championship, where they put 490 yards up on a pretty strong Florida D. So let's face it, from pretty much then, Florida has not been quite the same team. Sure. But starting there, he knew how to break the Florida defense then. So obviously he would be very well suited to fix it now because he knows what he had to do to have success against them. And then obviously he brings in his ability to recruit. He brings in his ability to create that high-powered offense. And you may be looking at a new beast in the East, bringing Florida back to some of their heyday when they were consistently one of the teams to beat, not only in the SEC East, but the SEC as a whole. On top of all of that SEC experience, what has he done lately since leaving Bama? He's been at Colorado State. Before he got there, Colorado State had lost 27 of their previous 36 games. So obviously, they weren't doing too well up until 2012 when he got there. Since then, the Rams have won 16 of their last 20. They're 10-12 this season. He completely transformed their offense. They went from a 100th nationally in scoring offense to 22nd. They went from 100th in total. They went from 100th in nationally in scoring 100th in total offense as well. They went to 24th. So going from the bottom to the top, and that led to his being named the Mountain West Conference Coach of the Year. That was this past Tuesday. On the flip side, Muschamp never had the Gators higher than 90th in any of his four seasons. So obviously, it's the offense that really needs the biggest kick, I think. And they should be able to do that. Again, it's not just the play calling, but his ability to bring the right players in. He has experience recruiting in Florida when he was at Bama. He was pulling prospects away from Florida schools to go to Bama. I think this is going to make a huge difference, and Florida fans are going to be a whole lot happier. On the flip side, you have Florida State fans. They're going up against Georgia Tech in the ACC Championship. Won't have Carlos Williams. He had a concussion. If you were watching the Florida State game, he got a concussion earlier on in the game. He was pulled out. He is ruled out for the ACC Championship against Georgia Tech, who is, believe it or not, ranked number 11. And they've been doing really, really well recently. They're hitting their stride now. So that could spell big problems for Florida State. They had big wins in the last 2 weeks over ranked Clemson and ranked Georgia. So the Noles are going to have to rely on Dalvin Cook, their freshman running back, who had a career best 144 yards last week, to add to his total now of 728 yards on the season. So it looks like they have a suitable replacement for Williams. It's just a matter of can the freshman deal with even more pressure going into this championship game? And really it'll come down to this game for the Noles. Will they be able to pull out another big win against another tough ranked team and keep in the playoff picture? That's obviously the big question right now. So all of that said, this weekend's going to be a good weekend. You have the ACC Championship. You have the SEC Championship, Bama and Mizzou. Even UCF, they had their big win over East Carolina this past weekend with a Hail Mary. They squandered a 26-9 lead, and that was going into the fourth quarter, but they were able to pull it out with a Hail Mary pass. So they won. They got a share of the All-American Conference, or the American Athletic Conference, excuse me. And so they have their test coming up. Good weekend for college football. A lot of big things happening. We are at the bottom of the hour. We have to take this break, pay some bills. But you are listening to Talking Sports, brought to you by postshare.com. We'll see you after the break.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday Jazz Brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with Eggs Benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
You're listening to the Tantalk Radio Network.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthletesOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans and available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered. So is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginal.com and enjoy easy-to-use website and shopping by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Sorry, jamming out, as we always are, talking sports. Tampa Bay Rays tweeted out about 15 minutes ago this pretty cool little infographic on Kevin Cash. And he said, get to know the new Rays skipper. One thing I didn't know, he played in the Little League World Series as well in 1989, as well as the College World Series in 99. He was the regional MVP for Florida State. As I mentioned, the World Series rings in 07 and 09. He played and coached under Terry Francona, caught all 30 starts for Tim Wakefield in 2008. He has pitched one career inning and allowed a double to Ryan Hannigan. He also, in his Rays debut when he played for the Devil Rays in 2005, caught Hideo Nomo's 200th professional win, and his middle name is Forrest. I'm not entirely sure how that has made an impact in the game of baseball, considering, but we certainly welcome to the Tampa Bay area. We were talking about South Carolina earlier and how Muschamp may be going there next. One of the reasons I think why South Carolina had such an off year is they had to replace a guy named Jadeveon Clowney. And now that the Texans are having to deal with him being on the IR, he was put on the IR earlier this week. He has still had his injured right knee. They didn't say what specifically was wrong with his knee, why they determined he needs another surgery, but his entire NFL career up to this point has been laced with injury, just has not panned out. Shortly after his rookie contract, he had a sports hernia surgery. Then he suffered a concussion in August, was participating in joint practice with the Broncos. He was ready for the season, but then tore his right meniscus in the first half of the season opener. So chances are it's related to something like that. Texans just said, you know what, let's cut our losses, make sure he stays as healthy as possible, get him fixed up, let him have a long offseason, and get him ready for next season. So, certainly won't be seeing any Clowney anytime soon. We did see last night, Thursday night football, DeMarco Murray and the Cowboys just thump the Bears and gives them their first winning season since 2009. DeMarco Murray, obviously, he's had an amazing season, kept it going. Had a season-high 179 yards and a touchdown. This is his 11th game with 100 or more yards rushing. That ties him with Emmitt Smith having 11 games in 1995 for the franchise record. So you have to imagine there's plenty of time left still in the season. He'll probably have another one. He will get the franchise record. Romo threw 3 touchdowns last night. He was playing through a broken rib. I swear this guy is probably one of the toughest, if not the toughest football player you see, and sometimes you don't see that too much nowadays. It's a little bit different than the 60s and 70s. You had really, really tough guys that played smash mouth football all the time, played through broken limbs, and now this is Romo once again having a broken rib. He's had the back issues. He had a punctured lung at one time. I mean, just playing through everything. So I have to give some mad props to Tony Romo. On the other end of it, Brandon Marshall also suffered a broken rib during the game. He wasn't able to play through it and left the game early in an ambulance. So tough break for the Bears there. They haven't been having a very good season. That might be something they put Marshall on the IR. Same thing with Clowney. Let him heal up, take the rest of the season off, and go from there. But as I said, this is the first time since 2009 the Cowboys have a winning season. They've had 8 three 8-8 seasons in a row. And it's really up to them how they want to change the playoff picture, if they can. They were obviously pretty much blown out in the Thanksgiving Day game against Philly. They are playing Philly in Philly next week, and that's the only team ahead of them in the NFC East. So they're a half game up, and it's going to be a really good game to watch. There's a lot on the line. The good news for the Cowboys is they're 6-0 on the road this season, so hopefully they can, for their sake, take that momentum into Philly and come out with a win and be 10-4. We were talking about the good games coming up this upcoming weekend. That Cowboys game is obviously next weekend. Somebody who didn't have a very good weekend, once again, our Bucks. And I don't know. I think I'm actually maybe overstating the ungoodness, if that makes any sense. They've been consistently improving. And if you remember a couple weeks ago, I think it was before either the Chicago game or the week before the Washington game. They were on the road, weaker teams, and there was a possibility they could get some wins and get even further in the hunt for the NFC South, considering the rest of the division is doing so poor. And the point I made was you cannot look at this season as a whole. It's almost better to play as if the season is lost. You don't play for the season anymore. What your main focus at that point in time, and still, especially now, is getting better, making sure you're improving. This is the first year, new coach, new system, lots of new players. You have to give it time to come to fruition, come together. And we've seen this with Lovie Smith's teams in the past. Same thing happened in Chicago when he was there. It starts off slow. You have to give it time. Make sure you focus on getting better. As long as you make a marked improvement game on game on game, you're going to get to where you want to go. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with but a single step, people. So you improve each week, and if you win, then it's going to be icing on the cake. So we have seen those improvements. You cannot argue that the Bucks have gotten better throughout this season. They've had 6 games since their bye week. The Bucks are 4th in yards allowed on defense. They're 10th in points allowed. That's pretty good. Their passing D is 5th in the league. They have the 5th most sacks and 6th most interceptions. So we have seen these improvements during that span. Their offense has gotten a little bit better. It's still fairly abysmal. It's gone from 30th to 22nd. The special teams, though, they allow only 2.4 yards per punt return. So, again, you have to look at all these different things and try to make everything just a little bit better. You put these together, and you're going to have a win. You put 2 wins together. Keep it going. You have 3 wins together. Now you have a streak. So it's all these little steps going in the positive direction. Now, one thing that has not gotten better is the red zone offense, and that could almost be the one thing that you really don't want to be getting worse, because you have to be able to score your points. Yeah, defense wins championships, but you can't put it all on the defense like they have been doing. The defense has been getting better. They've been producing. But the offense has to take advantage of the opportunities that are given to them by the defense. And red zone scoring has been a huge issue, and it was glaring this last weekend. The opening Buck drive, they get the interception, they get down to the Bengals 9. That's where they started their possession. Bengals 9 kicked a field goal from the 14. There's a false start on 3rd and goal from the 5. Then there's an errant snap. You can't have that. You have to be focused. You have to maintain your focus. They tried to mess it up in the 2nd quarter when Doug Martin ran it in for a touchdown. It was 2nd and 7. There was a false start prior to that. You cannot do that. And obviously, the biggest thing out of all of it They had a chance to win the game. Seconds left. 12 men on the field. Knocks it, pushes them back out of field goal range, and they aren't able to have that potential game-winning field goal attempt. You give yourself a shot. You cannot let procedural penalties take you out of the game, and that's what happened this past week. Maintaining focus, making sure that you're able to keep your head in the game. They've been a lot better on their execution of plays, but you have to not let the procedures get you. So we have one more break. We'll hit this last break. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com. Stay with us, kids.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self-Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
Imus in the morning.
Here is Eddie Murphy.
Hi, Eddie.
Forbes magazine said I'm the most overpaid actor. Get out of here. I played six parts in Another Professor. Just think how much money the producers would have spent if they paid me six times. In Another Professor 2, I played six parts again. That's 12 parts for two movies. 12. I tell you who's overpaid. How about Jack Black? His last name is Black, but his movie's all in red. Kristen Stewart, they gave her $30 million to look into the camera with that blank stare and take long pauses between her lines. You know why she plays a vampire? Because she's sucking all the Hollywood dry. You think I don't know what this is all about? It's because I'm Black. They should have called the article Eddie Murphy sitting on top of the world in Beverly Hills, but I guess they decided to call it Murphy Sucks because it didn't want to do Beverly Hills Cop 5. Somebody's still mad from bankrolling Pluto Nash. What was I supposed to do? Somebody said, hey man, here's $20 million for this piece of crap. I said, Brandy, Monte, this is my lucky day. This is my lucky day. And I cashed the check, which got me on Forbes' other list, the richest Black celebrities.
Catch Imus in the Morning right here on the stations of the TAN Talk Network.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all your pickup and delivery needs, anytime, anywhere. Offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2888 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair, with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport, spelled N-E-W-A. H-E-R-E.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
Don't miss Ryan's Rockin' Holiday Party on Wednesday, December 3rd from 6 to...
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
And everybody is working for the weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. We have UFC 181. Of course, that's why you're having to listen to me all of this hour, because Randy is out there. One guy who won't be working this weekend, he's been out for a while because of a heart issue. Offensive coordinator Jeff Tedford for the Bucks, obviously, is the guy I'm talking about. And he's actually the former offensive coordinator, because as of about a half hour ago, the Bucks have released offensive coordinator Jeff Tedford from any contractual obligations. It looks like this is a mutual agreement between the team and Ted. Obviously, he had his health concerns. He did release a statement. Quote, my wife and I want to thank the entire Bucks organization, from the Glazer family to head coach Levy Smith and general manager Jason Light, for all the faith and confidence they expressed in me. I will always be grateful to them for the opportunity to participate in the offseason program, the draft, the free agency, training camp, the preseason, the beginning of the regular season. Goes on to say, continue to express gratitude to the organization. Goes on to say, therefore, I've decided with the organization's blessing that it would be best if the Bucks move forward without my return, and I, now healthy and stronger for having gone through this temporary setback, will pursue other opportunities. So, Marcus Arroyo, the quarterback's coach, is continuing to call the plays as the Bucks head to Detroit this weekend. You don't expect to see much change from the offense now. Tedford's gone. He won't be back. Play the rest of the season with Arroyo. And then you address that in that offensive struggle in the offseason. Again, UFC 181, big card. This is a pay-per-view at Mandalay Bay. Johnny Hendricks, Robbie Lawler is the main event for the welterweight championship. Anthony Pettis and Gilbert Melendez is the co-main event for the lightweight championship. We are doing a giveaway. Athlete Original shirt and Wicked Good cupcakes for anybody who enters picks for this card. Email knockoutradio.com. Make sure you do picks for the entirety of the card. Whoever has the highest number of correct picks, we will do a drawing for who wins. Remember, Athlete Original shirts, you do need to pay shipping. Everything else is free. They are coming from Hawaii, so we need to get that taken care of. So that said, it's going to be a great card. If you want my picks, there's Tony Ferguson, Abel Trujillo from the beginning. I have Trujillo in that one. Todd Duffy and Anthony Hamilton, I have Duffy in that one. Travis Brown, Brendan Schaub, I have Brown. Pettis, Melendez, I have Pettis. And then Big Rig, Johnny Hendricks versus Ruthless Robbie Lawler. Johnny Hendricks, I think both champions keep their belts, so it's been fun. It's been real. I would even dare to say it's been real fun. So thank you, everybody, for listening to another edition of Talking Sports. This has been at KO Wegs on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Knockout Radio, on Facebook, knockoutradio.com. Hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Take care.